Divorce envy. How many of your divorced friends are truly happier or better off than they were? Envy is a common feeling, even though we know from past experience and parental or church lectures that it is not one that leads to positive actions. And so it is that many married folks will, from time to time, be envious of their divorced friends. They will fantasize of the free time that they would have, less responsibilities, ability to have multiple lovers, opportunities for dating and trying new things, not having someone to nag to or answer to, and the list goes on. But how many of your divorced friends are truly happier with their new lives and are better off than they were previously? Let's think about it. First, there's the money. Finances are the primary reason given for most divorces. But if you are the one paying alimony and child support, do you have more dollars to spend? Probably not. And if you are paying toward two residences, the answer becomes, heck no! And even if you are the one collecting alimony, the total amount available for bills and frills is often less than there was before the divorce. How about the nagging? Well, it's true that your spouse would not be there on your case daily. Yet if you share custody of the children, there can still be a lot of nagging, perhaps simply of a different nature. Dating. Well, yes, you do have the option of doing that. But when was the last time that you went out on a hot date? Whose might have changed since then? Who pays? What's expected sexually? Who is responsible for providing birth control, just in case? And of course, the basic of who even asks whom out. Then there is the issue of appearance. Perhaps you aged gracefully, but if you did not, that becomes one more area to be concerned with. And if you have children, how will they react to your new single and dating lifestyle? Even the hippest of teens will often resent a parent dating again. Then there could eventually be the issue of becoming accustomed to a new lover. Children, if you do not have primary custody, will it tear you apart not to see them every day? Even with the best of intentions, plans to stay in daily contact often fail by the wayside. And as they get older, they will not likely want to spend weekends with you instead of hanging out with friends back home. How about guilt for your role in the breakup? How will you feel when they visit you if your new pad is not quite cool? If you do have primary custody, there's still probably less dollars available for doing things. And you might have had to downsize your living arrangements, and theirs along with yours. Would they like to see you dating? How about bouncing back and forth among two residences? And if either one of you remarries and starts a new family, how will they feel? How will they take to a step-parent? Will they feel that the divorce was their fault? Who now has say over how your children are raised and with what values or religious views? Loneliness. After years of marriage, how will you feel living by yourself? Or with your folks again? Or with roommates of the same sex? Sleeping by yourself? Sleeping with just anyone in order to feel a connection? Or to release your sexual drives? Not hearing your kids running around the apartment? Missing your ex-spouse's voice and face? Missing your former spouse? If they were honest, many to most divorced folks would tell you that much of their former marriage was good, perhaps better than good, and that they still had some positive feelings for their former lover and best friend. Regrets. Too many divorced men and women have too many of these, wishing that they had worked harder at making things work, argued less, showed more affection, compromised more, demanded and nagged less, stood up for themselves better, showed more respect, was a more considerate lover, parented in a healthier manner, paid more compliments, was less self-centered, and... You know that I could go on and on for quite a while here, but why put you through it? You certainly get the point. Obviously, if you were abused or your spouse was an addict who did not seek or work at treatment, or they were a deadbeat, then most of this does not matter. But for the rest of you, take heed. Divorce is far from an easy path to happiness. For yourself, your children, or your former love. Enough said.